261, Reish Tes Zayin. We're finishing up Yud, so hopefully we'll be on Yud Al today. So the question is, so Machaber said that you had a bunch of things to smell, that you could smell. One thing is the bracha, the appropriate bracha for that fragrant thing is an atzei b'sam, let's say like a rose. And you had something else, you had another thing at the same time, that the bracha for that thing would be asvei b'sam, some type of herb, a type of vegetation. And then you had another thing which would get the generic bracha of brei minei b'samim. So you should make a separate bracha on each one. Don't make the generic bracha of brei minei b'samim on all of them. You should make an atzei b'samim, asvei b'samim, and on the last one you make a brei minei b'samim. And the Rama said, but if you didn't do that and you made one bracha over all of them, so then you're Yotze. Mishnah Brura says that it has to be that you had in mind. When you made that generic bracha, you had in mind for all those things. In other words, you had in mind. It's not that they were just in front of you, but you had in mind, okay, I'm going to make this one bracha. Either you didn't know the halakha that you should make independent brachas, but you had in mind to be motzi all those very different things. Because if you did not have in mind, so it'd be the same halakha as we had by fruit. Fruit-like things. In other words, we learned before that, let's say a person had something in front of them that's an apple, it's a bright bright. You also had something in front of you that's not dumb, you had a tomato, right? And then you had something that's a shahakal, which is also the generic bracha for food, in front of you. So you had all those things. So, if you just made a shahakal, you did not specifically have in mind the apple and the tomato, so you're not yosa. That just works with a thing that's a shahakal. You had to have specifically in mind all of those things. But again, the halacha is that really you should make an independent on each one. You should make atzei b'samim, asvei b'samim, and brei minei b'samim. So the question I left you with was, so which one do you do first? Which one do you do first? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it's the same thing we had with food. In other words, like we said before, you had an eitz, an adama, and a shahakal in front of you. So if you had in mind all of them with the shahakal, so you're yotze. But really, you should make a separate bracha for each one. Which one goes first there also? So the rule, the concept, the rule we said there, that which bracha do you make first on the food? Is the one that is more chaviv to you, the one that you like better, which means more to you. That comes first. Let's say all those foods, the apple, the tomato, and the shahakal are all, you really don't care. There's not one that you prefer over the other. So then what do? So you're right, correct, see? You do the eights first. Why? It's a more specific bracha. You do the more specific bracha first. In other words, not like you'd think here. In other words, a person has all these things in front of them, either the things to smell or the foods. You say, well, I'll just make one bracha, and I'll cover everything. No, you're supposed to make specific brachas. It's better to make specific brachas. So therefore, if all those things by the food or by the smell, the rose and the whatever, the asvei and the brei minei b'samim, you like all the smells equally. There's not one that you like over the other. So then what would you do? You'd make the brei atzei b'samim, same way that you'd make the apple first. And then you'd make the asvei b'samim over the herb, because that's also a specific, specific bracha. And then, last but not least, you make the generic bracha. Like over there, the shahakal. Over here, you make a brei minei b'samim. And that's what you would do if they're all equal as far as what do you like to smell more? Or like over there, which one do you like to taste more? Okay, we'll stop here for today. And we'll see more about this, about smells, brachas over scents tomorrow, Blinet.